It is important to stay weather aware over the next few hours, as heavy thunderstorms will have the potential to produce heavy downpours, damaging wind gusts, hail. Of course, a lot of thunder and lightning comes with any thunderstorm threat, and there is the potential for an isolated tornado in our area through the late afternoon and early evening hours. The threat is less across the far north, so from Plattsburgh to Burlington, yeah, there's still the chance for a thunderstorm. You still may have to head inside if there's some lightning in the area, but the damaging thunderstorm threat really does exist farther south. From about the Lake George Saratoga region east into southern Vermont, areas south of that line have the best chance to see some rough weather, and the area of greatest concern is basically near I-90 and points south. Those areas will have the greatest potential to see damaging wind gusts this afternoon. So be prepared for rough weather. If you have anything that is loose in the yard, certainly you want to bring that in. Now, those patio umbrellas, make sure they're closed and maybe put away, because obviously those can go flying very quickly with gusty winds. Also prepare for the potential for some power outages as these storms come through. They will have the potential to knock down some trees, some limbs, some power lines, so your power may go out as the storms come by. On top of that, there's always that threat for lightning, which of course is dangerous on its own, and you'll definitely want to seek shelter if there's a storm in your area. These storms also will put down some downpours that could lead to some localized flooding, especially on area roadways, and some of the heavier storms have the potential to produce some large hailstones as well. So the bottom line is, we are in severe weather mode here in the coming hours. Any storms will come to an end by early this evening, will clear out, it'll turn cooler and less humid overnight. Look out for some areas of fog that may be locally dense, especially where the ground is damp and near bodies of water. Lows tonight will be generally in the 40s and 50s, and a much nicer day is ahead for tomorrow. We'll see temperatures around 70 degrees, a mix of sunshine and clouds. No threat for any severe weather will exist during the day tomorrow. I will mention that there may be some showers well south of Albany tomorrow, as the front that's triggering these storms will stall to our south. And even on Thursday, most of us have a nice day. There is that chance for showers well south, especially closer to New York City. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any storms will end cooler, clearing, less humid, with areas of fog, lows in the 40s to near 50, tomorrow mostly sunny, a high around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, any storms end early this evening, clearing, cooler, less humid, some areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, a high around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight any storms will end partial clearing, cooler and less humid, low in the 50s, tomorrow mostly cloudy with some showers possible, cooler with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight any storms will end partial clearing, cooler, less humid, some areas of fog, a low around 50, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with a high around 70. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers well south, highs in the 70s. On Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of rain mainly to the south, with a high around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.